综合模拟演练三，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
So, you are going to the Smiths again this weekend?
Yes, but I can't make up my mind whether to go by road or rail. The train's generally less effort, but it is a terrible walk from the nearest station to the village. Text 2. My work is rather hard, but it's interesting.
Mine isn't hard, but it's not so interesting.
What do you do?
I work in a publishing house.
Text 3.
Who is the lady?
I thought that she was the secretary. But she turned out to be the president of the company. Text 4. What's wrong, Lily? You look worried.
I am, Mark. I want to take Chinese, but it's at the same time as history. I don't know what to do.
Text 5. Do not forget to attend Professor Barnes' lecture on Thursday morning. We'll meet you at the entrance at 8:30.
Thank you for telling me this. I thought it was on Friday morning.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Do you like the food here, Candy?
Yes, it's okay. It isn't delicious, but it's all right, Bob.
Do you know those people over there?
No, I don't. Who's that girl? She's wearing a bright orange dress.
Oh, that's Kate. She's a very good student. She studies French with me.
Is she American?
No, she isn't. She's Korean. She's from Seoul, I believe. Do you like the food here, Candy?
Yes, it's okay. It isn't delicious, but it's all right, Bob.
Do you know those people over there?
No, I don't. Who's that girl? She's wearing a bright orange dress.
Oh, that's Kate. She's a very good student. She studies French with me.
Is she American?
No, she isn't. She's Korean. She's from Seoul, I believe.
Text 7. 回答第8至10题。
A single room with bath is $1,000. Does the price of the room include the service charge and tax?
No, sir. There is a 10% service charge. When did you come to Hong Kong?
About 2 weeks ago.
Then there is no tax.
Do I pay in advance?
No, sir.
Does the price of the room include breakfast?
No, sir.
A single room with bath is $1,000. Does the price of the room include the service charge and tax?
No, sir. There is a 10% service charge. When did you come to Hong Kong?
About 2 weeks ago.
Then there is no tax.
Do I pay in advance?
No, sir.
Does the price of the room include breakfast?
No, sir. Good afternoon. I'd like some information about the trains, please.
Yes, madam. Which train? Where are you going?
To Boston. You see, I have a sister there, and...
So your question is when the next train is to Boston? At 4:30. That's in about a minute.
Thanks a lot. Can I get something to eat on the train? I always have something to eat when I travel. I find that a cup of tea and a cake always calm me down.
Yes, madam, you can get what you want on the train.
Oh, good. How much does a cup of tea cost?
I'm not sure. 50p, I think.
Oh, dear. Things are getting so expensive.
Yes, madam. The train is going to leave in 1/2 minute now.
Thanks. Oh, which platform does the train leave from?
Number 13.
I never travel on trains leaving from platform 13. When is the next train after the 4:30? Good afternoon. I'd like some information about the trains, please.
Yes, madam. Which train? Where are you going?
To Boston. You see, I have a sister there, and...
So your question is when the next train is to Boston? At 4:30. That's in about a minute.
Thanks a lot. Can I get something to eat on the train? I always have something to eat when I travel. I find that a cup of tea and a cake always calm me down.
Yes, madam, you can get what you want on the train.
Oh, good. How much does a cup of tea cost?
I'm not sure. 50p, I think.
Oh, dear. Things are getting so expensive.
Yes, madam. The train is going to leave in 1/2 minute now.
Thanks. Oh, which platform does the train leave from?
Number 13.
I never travel on trains leaving from platform 13. When is the next train after the 4:30?
When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off this time, after all.
How long is it?
5 or 6 hours.
Say you leave at 4:30, right after the work, and you'll be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so. And we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
Don't you think it's a bit cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat just in case.
Hope you have a good time there. When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off this time, after all.
How long is it?
5 or 6 hours.
Say you leave at 4:30, right after the work, and you'll be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so, and we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
Don't you think it's a bit cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat just in case.
Hope you have a good time there. Mark Twain, the famous American writer, liked to play jokes on others. But once a joke was played on him. One day Mark Twain was invited to give a talk in a small town. At lunch he met a young man, one of his friends. The young man said that he had an uncle with him. He told Twain that his uncle never laughed or smiled, and that nobody and nothing was able to make his uncle smile or laugh. "You bring your uncle to my talk tonight," said Mark Twain. "I'm sure I can make him laugh." That evening the young man and his uncle sat in the front. Mark Twain began to speak. He told several funny stories. This made everyone in the room laugh. But the man never even smiled. Mark Twain told more funny stories, but the old man still kept quiet. Mark Twain told all his funny stories. Finally, he stopped. He was tired and quite disappointed. Some days later, Mark Twain told another friend of his about what had happened. "Oh," said his friend, "I know that man. He's been deaf for years."
Mark Twain, the famous American writer, liked to play jokes on others. But once a joke was played on him. One day, Mark Twain was invited to give a talk in a small town. At lunch, he met a young man, one of his friends. The young man said that he had an uncle with him. He told Twain that his uncle never laughed or smiled, and that nobody and nothing was able to make his uncle smile or laugh. "You bring your uncle to my talk tonight," said Mark Twain. "I'm sure I can make him laugh." That evening, the young man and his uncle sat in the front. Mark Twain began to speak. He told several funny stories. This made everyone in the room laugh. But the man never even smiled. Mark Twain told more funny stories, but the old man still kept quiet. Mark Twain told all his funny stories. Finally, he stopped. He was tired and quite disappointed. Some days later, Mark Twain told another friend of his about what had happened. "Oh," said his friend, "I know that old man. He's been deaf for years."